talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that
middle. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there's a lot being made, even as we speak and overnight. We're going to start in Virginia. In Virginia, there was a fellow named Youngkin, a Republican, who got elected by a whisker as governor against Terry McAuliffe. Bit of an upset. And he was touted as being the wave of the future. He was touted as being the wave of what Republican candidates around the country should argue about, should propose. And the theory was that, well, we lost suburban voters, especially suburban moms. They care about their kids, just like we all do, and their kids' education. McAuliffe made a few mistakes in some of the stuff he said. And so what we're simply going to do is home in on things like banning critical race theory, banning mandatory masks, and that kind of thing. And everybody started to shake, and they went, oh, my God, we're dead. We're dead. Well, not so fast. Not so fast. This Youngkin, he's a slippery sort. He looks like a slippery sort. I don't like Youngkin, frankly. I mean, that's just my, I wouldn't trust him. You wouldn't buy a used car for him from him, I'll tell you that. Youngkin right now, after having been in office for, you know, what, ever since that election, not too long, a couple of months, is now underwater in the polls. Underwater with the voters. More people have a negative impression of him than a positive impression. This was a poll. This was a fair poll. A lot of subjects, a lot of people polled, Democrats, Republicans, everything done according to Hoyle. 41% of the voters in Virginia approve of what Youngkin is doing just a few months after he became governor. Just a few months after he became governor. I mean, 3 months after he became governor, only 41% approve. 43% disapprove. 43% disapprove. This guy has managed to stink up the joint in 3 months. And, you know, he goes around, he's bland. I mean, he tries to be affable. But people realize they got hoodwinked by this guy. He came across as a moderate. He came across as reasonable. And that the only real difference of opinion between him and McAuliffe was on education and, shucks, what the heck. I think moms and dads should have some say in their children's education, shouldn't force them to wear masks, shouldn't teach them critical race theory. Now, put aside for a moment that nowhere is critical race theory being taught, number one. Number two, nobody knows what it is. It's like a nose of wax on a statue. You just keep twisting the nose any way you want and call it what you want. And number three, parents have plenty of say in their kids' educations, and they should. And they should. Ultimately, the responsibility of raising a child is with the parents, and they should control. And they do with PTAs, parent-teacher associations, consultation with teachers. And all he did was say the obvious. But on everything else, he distanced himself from Trump. He did not embrace Trump. He didn't talk about Trump. So people were soothed. They were soothed. They figured, well, he is not for Trump. The minute the guy comes in, he basically goes full frontal Trump, other than coming right out and endorsing Trump for president, but he's certainly giving that implication. And they realize he is nothing more than a deep red governor. Well, Virginia has changed. I was stationed in Little Creek, Virginia, in the Navy for almost 3 years. And of course, I didn't spend a lot of time there because we were mostly deployed. But I will say this, when I was back in my apartment in Little Creek, Little Creek is the amphibious base right next to Norfolk, right next to Virginia Beach. Great area, terrific area, that greater Norfolk area, terrific area. Back then it was very conservative. Richmond was very conservative. Obviously Western Virginia was very conservative and the whole state was conservative. Well, that's changed. You look at Northern Virginia, the suburbs of Washington, D.C. If you work in Washington, D.C. and you can't afford to live in Georgetown, you're going to probably live in a suburb in Northern Virginia or in Maryland. And those folks are not the kinds of folks in terms of voting patterns that I remember when I was in the Navy. These folks are much more open to moderation, to new ideas, and to just sound government and no funny stuff. No funny stuff, no DeSantis stuff in Florida, no Abbott stuff in Texas. Well, Youngkin slid in, gave the impression he's a chameleon, that there wouldn't be any funny stuff. Well, now there's plenty of funny stuff down there, and he's going full frontal red. Full frontal red, and the result is in three. Now, just so you know, as a benchmark, normally 3 months into a governorship, unless you pull out a gun and rob a bank, you're going to look fairly good. All you got to do is shut up. All you got to do is go around and dedicate post offices and libraries. That's all you got to do. And oh, that's the governor. Big man. Yeah, he's a big man. That's the governor. That's all you got to do. It takes a lot of talent to go underwater in 3 months. It really does. It really does. And this clown has stunk up the joint so much that 43% of the people in the state disapprove of what he's doing, and only 41% approve. And what do you do in 3 months? Well, I'll tell you what you do. Suddenly, you shed your chameleon skin, and you come out bright red. And you do the stuff that DeSantis and Abbott and all these clowns are doing, because Youngkin is licking his hungry little chops. Youngkin has no political background, basically a hedge fund venture capital guy, used to darting in and out and grabbing out large hunks of cash in the right opportunity. Now he wants to be president, and he realizes to get nominated, he has to go a little redder. Well, the first thing you do in anything is you protect the basics. The first thing you do in football, you're running down the field, guy throws a pass, he's coming right in your hands. You catch it before you turn around and look at the goal. If you turn around and look at the goal, it will bounce off your hands. This idiot is not looking at the right goal, not looking at the ball coming to him, and he is screwing it up. So a little blink, a little straw in the wind, who knows what it is, but anybody who is talking Youngkin, if you go around, you know, you're at some kind of meeting, they go, oh, Youngkin, my God, we're in tough shape because Youngkin, they're going to bring in the Youngkin thing. Where is Youngkin? Where is Youngkin? Where is Youngkin? He's underwater. That is where Youngkin is. Youngkin is underwater, and he's going to stay underwater. You can't come back. You can't come back from that kind of about face, that kind of you just switch. Like you take Ohio in the Senate primary, there's a guy named J.D. Vance, a Republican, who wrote a book called Hillbilly Elegy, and everybody went nuts over it, thought it was a great book, talked about, you know, rural people and you know, he grew up in a rural area and politically and all that. Interesting. Everybody thought, well, he's at least a moderate. He's at least a moderate, and everybody's disposed to like him. He ran as a Republican. He is running as a Republican in the Senate primary in Ohio, and he reminds me of Youngkin, because what he did was went full frontal Trump, sucking Trump unmercifully to try to get his endorsement. Full frontal Trump. That is what TJ Vance is doing. There is no atrocity or stupidity out of Trump that he isn't willing to embrace. That he's not willing to embrace. Well, Youngkin slid into office even. J.D. Vance hadn't even been in office. But because he was a book writer, he had some profile. J.D. Vance is now in about fourth place in that primary. He's not going anywhere. Word to Youngkin, although I hope he doesn't get it because I don't want to see him get smart all of a sudden. Youngkin, you spent your life in financial services. You spent your life, the hedge fund, venture capital, that kind of stuff, grabbing what you could. And okay, so you made a lot of money. Then you thought you should be governor of Virginia. One of the sad things, you know, one of the governors of Virginia was named Thomas Jefferson. You ever heard of him? There's some very famous governors of Virginia. And to have a clown like Youngkin end up as governor of Virginia, and the idiot didn't have the presence of mind to say, well, I should go moderate a little longer, turns around and he goes Trump-like. Very Trump-like. And now he's underwater after 3 months. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are alive. There's people on the line. Do not hang up. We got to go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll get right back to you after the break.
For a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.